Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeComp and Gavin Durson, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world. Hey, welcome back. This is Tom LeComp.
This is Gavin Durson.
We're going to get back to a couple of practical matters. People are asking us questions frequently, and one of the questions we get from time to time is, do you guys take up offerings? Do you do tithes and offerings? And what do you do with that money? How's that money distributed? You know, who's in charge? So what do you think?
Yeah, this is a pretty important issue. And, one of the things right off the bat that people kind of, the reason this question comes up is, I think, and honestly, this is a reason I think a lot of people are even interested in Simple Church, is that right off the bat, they kind of realize, there's like 10 or 12 of us in this house church or Simple Church, and all you guys have other jobs, so if we gave money to the local church, which we're saying this is, what in the world would we actually do with it? And, the things that are very different than in Simple Church than in more traditional types of churches, there's just not infrastructure. There's not a monthly mortgage. There's not heating bills that you necessarily have to pay. There's no bookkeepers, staff, things like this that you have to support. Most of us are accustomed to giving the traditional 10%, which we can talk about that, to our local church, which does function much like an organization that sends us a tax receipt and has clear things that it's going to. It's going to pay these people to work here and to support this nice building and pave that parking lot that I just parked on. And so what do we do when there are none of those things? What happens to our money? Where does it go? Who do we give it to? How much of it do we give?
Yeah, these are all good questions. And I did some study on this last night, and I found out that the word tithe is used in the New Testament in one situation, and that's when Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees for tithing their spices and forgetting the weightier matters. So Paul never uses the word tithe. He does mention taking up a collection for the saints. He does mention, giving sacrificially. The book of Acts talks about, how the early church would give sacrificially. They would pool all their resources. They would go out and, if some guys had land, that they might sell the piece of land and pool the money to be used to meet some need. And let me tell you, knowing that how important land was to the Jewish culture, for someone to sell a piece of land, that is a huge sacrifice. So that's way above and beyond the 10%. 10% is not going to hurt you. Selling your heritage, your property, that's been passed on, that's going to hurt. So
yeah,
but that's what the early church did. But go ahead.
And I just think that one of the things that I brought, I've really tried to keep in mind is that one, I do believe that the idea of giving a 10% is an Old Testament idea that is not necessarily a New Testament principle. I think the New Testament principle is that we give everything to God, and we can't outgive God. We give out of love, and we give out of, the motive has a lot to do with how God views our gifts to Him. And quite honestly, that you can give a lot of money away, but not give it from a pure heart. We can be the person in the, in the kitchen working on the stuff while, or we can be the person that's broken our most expensive jar of perfume and poured it all over Jesus's feet and seemingly not very wise, seemingly not a very good steward, so to speak, but that's who Jesus regarded as, doing the more desirable thing in that instance. So what does it mean, to give? I tend to think of, one, in Simple Church, we really want to encourage people to give generously, to mm-hmm. give incredibly generously. I mean, we should be people, because of our commitment to each other, because of the accountability, and because of the opportunity we have to be involved maybe even more directly with the giving. We want to be a people who are known as being generous people and giving to the kingdom. You know, I think a lot of times we have this idea that we're not giving to God's kingdom, but we're giving to our local church's kingdom. And
yeah.
and that gets kind of sometimes overtly, sometimes not so, you know, more covertly put into the appeal. You know, you give to your church first, and then you can give to other things God's doing. You know, I heard that a lot with FCA, and a mm-hmm. lot of churches still say that. You know, you need to give 10% to us, and then, you know, if you have some extra you want to give, you can give to other things. And I'm not sure where the scriptural basis for that is. But anyway, so what is it, you know, to give to the kingdom? That's what we want to do, and I think there's a lot of freedom with how that looks. And one of the, quite frankly, the reasons people get involved with Simple Church is because they, you know, they've seen the balance sheets, and they know that, you know, the church has $1 million budget, and 90% of that, if not more, is going towards programs and services and buildings and salaries for people to put on the programs and services. And they're at a place where they're like, hey, I think I would rather see my money be used for something else. And not that those things aren't important, but they feel a burden to give to God's kingdom in ways that are not necessarily just to benefit them and have a nice, you know, message to hear, or the services and the products that a lot right. of times the church can give. So that's a big deal. And I've seen giving happen in a lot of neat and creative ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, and church I used to be a member of, I got to look at their budget, and I won't say how much the budget was, but I will say, you know, when all the bills were paid, all the salaries were paid, they had maybe 10% that they could apply to what we would think of as missions, you know, getting the gospel out in the world. So 10, maybe 12%, that's pretty good for any church. And if you've studied that or looked at reports from missionary agencies or anything like that, you know that out of every dollar that goes to a mission agency, maybe 5 cents of that dollar would actually go to a remote area or a people group that has no clue who Jesus is. And the other 95 cents is to sustain projects that are already in the works, or, you know, do a project that's already in an area where Christ is named and everything like that. So 5% of every dollar of that 10% of that church's budget is actually going to preach Jesus where he's never been named. You know, that's pretty sad.
Yeah. And I want to be clear. I think that if a group of Christians got together and they wanted to give their money to put, you know, to have those things made available to them each week, then, you know, that's their, you know, they can do that, and there might be a lot of good things. I mean, I'm a product of that system, and that the way that's
works. Well, I grew up in that system,
yeah,
too.
So I'm not, I don't want to try to just poo-poo on all that, but at the same time, I think what happens is when people realize, hey, we can have a church gathering that costs $0.
Yeah.
It does open up the possibilities, you know, when you realize, well, it may not have the best message, but it may not have the most awesome music, but it might all, it also will have some things that this can't have, like a meal together and interaction mm-hmm. and, you know, family environment and these sorts of things that people are, when people realize, well, this is just every bit as much of a biblical expression of church and getting together with the church as that other thing, and we can do it for $0. That means our money, we can give it to other things. And so,
exactly.
I remember when we were meeting early on, and I will say this, by the way, I think we have a lot to gain, a lot of learning, and a lot of growing to do in being my the particular Simple Church I'm in, and the others that I know in the area. I mean, I think we got a lot of growing in this area to do. But one of the things that's kind of unique, and it's always been interesting to me, is that, and part of this probably had to do with my Fellowship of Christian Athletes experience, but, you know, we had a Simple Church meeting, and we said, hey, the next 2 weeks, let's just come in and share about the things, the kingdom giving that we're already giving, we're already mm-hmm. participating mm-hmm. in. And, you know, this would have been something that, you know, is just a pretty unique experience, because a lot of times these sorts of things don't get celebrated because we don't want, you know, there are priorities in some church structures that we don't want people to get excited about giving all their money to something else, because we need to keep the lights on here. But in a simple church, we could do that. We could just say, hey, everybody come in here next week and let's talk about the things in the kingdom that God has burdened you to give to. And it was wonderful. I mean, we had people just in our little group there. I mean, we were supporting like 10 different missionaries across the globe, and we learned about what they were doing. We prayed for them.
That's cool.
And we had somebody that was giving to just a person on their street that needed help, and we learned about those things and we prayed, and there was just lots of neat things just to kind of sit back and realize, wow, like, it's not getting rubber stamped because we're not putting it all through the door of this organization, but we're giving generously to the kingdom. And everybody learned about that. We learned about each other. We were encouraged. Some people got encouraged to give and join other people in giving to some things. So it was just a really neat experience that, you know, that's a lot of times those things may not get celebrated in certain situations because, like I said, we kind of want to try to control what gets given to and what doesn't.
Well, I'll tell you practically what our church does, and this is just what our church does. It doesn't have to be a model or doesn't have to, you know, be mandatory for anyone. But we have so little overhead. You know, we have no paid staff. We do rent on a facility once a month, and we do occasionally take up a collection if one of our members needs a bill paid or has a, you know, something important. So we keep a little bit of money in our account, and, you know, tax deductible. You know, we get send statements to each one. We have a treasurer, things like that. Otherwise, every individual, every family is encouraged to give where and when and how much they want to give. And no one sees any of that. I mean, we don't have any spreadsheets or statements. We have no idea what anyone is given and where it's going. But there, like you said, there's a lot of freedom in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe we're given 10%, maybe we're given 20%. I hope we're given 10%, you know, each one of us. But that way, you know, that 5% on the dollar, that could be, you know, 100% of that dollar can go where we want it to go. If we want it to go to the Pokot tribe in Kenya, we can find an agency that's going to take that and make it, you know, make that money work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, some neat things I've seen. I think, again, like I said, I think we got a lot of growing to do in this area. But I think it's something that, again, like, God is able to, he's able to coordinate all this if we just let him. Like, we don't have to have someone in charge of figuring this out, you know, and determining where the money needs to go. A lot of times it naturally arises. I mean, we had a situation that, you know, a group got together and decided to get a guy a new set of teeth and a moped so that he could look for work. And he was a part of their simple church. And, you know, that was really a remarkable thing that they did, you know. Other people have came together to help pay the bills of people that are within that community, you know, and things like that. And then certainly there's been lots of other giving to, you know, a lot of other types of work that's going on around our city in different ways. So I think that, you know, I think learning to kind of be okay with that and just encouraging people to be generous and trusting that God will lead those, he will lead those doors. And you know, we've had people come up and say, hey, I would like to give money. I just don't really know what I should give to. And then usually if there's people in that simple church already given, there's a lot of people that are passionate about causes. They say, well, I'll something you can give to. Or,
right.
You know, and if you just ask, and it can be just a wonderful thing to let that happen. And then, you know, what happens is, I think it's unfortunate, and I think this has been me for a long time too, is that it's easy if you're making a transition into something more like simple church from the traditional church. I think what unfortunately has happened for some people, not all, but it can become a deal where you place the money in the plate and then it's a box checked. And so you hear about the church giving money to world missions. You don't really know how much of it's going to world missions versus to keep the heat on, but you can walk away feeling good, I give to world missions.
Yeah, but and, where's the involvement in that?
Yeah, I mean, and there's
besides writing the check.
Yeah, and there can be a real disconnect. And, you know, the Bible says that where your heart is, there your treasure will also be. Actually, it doesn't say that. It says where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we encourage is, man, just be generous and give. And then start to pray that God would move your heart. Even if your heart's not there, pray that it'll start to move towards those things. Find out, what is that money going to? Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's, we just don't know where the money's going, you know. And but in Simple Church, there's a real opportunity to be very connected to that, you know. And whether as a community of people or as an individual, or family, however it ends up getting worked out. But I think the big thing is just being generous and letting God direct the giving.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. I did make this observation last night, too, while we were preparing for this. Have you noticed that, you know, a typical preacher in a church, and, you know, I'm not trying to be snarky or anything like that, but one of the best sermons any preacher will ever preach to a congregation is on tithing and offerings and giving. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I've heard some pretty bad. Those tend to be. I think my experience has been the worst.
Well,
I cringe on those, but yeah.
But I've heard almost every pastor of any church has a sermon they like to give about tithes and offerings. And my theory is that's their livelihood. They have to do that. I mean, if they don't encourage their congregation to give, the bills don't get paid. It's kind of a catch-22. You have to pay the bills, but you have to make the church happy. You have to. I don't know. It's crazy.
And there's no question. Like, some people have asked, and we had some folks that was like, I think anytime money gets introduced into a situation, things get very unsimple quickly.
Right.
And
right.
That's one of the things, like, you know, when we're trying to kind of figure this out here, like, there's something that's about, hey, you know, should we open up a checking account for our Simple Church? Should we, you know, have people give? Well, should we have people, one person collect money for the group? Well, that might be a way to go. And I know people that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But it also opens the door up for a lot of things that just make things complicated. And my experience has been, if there's someone out there trying to figure this out, is that, again, what are we wanting people to do? Our hope is that people will grow in their generosity in giving to kingdom initiatives and what God is doing in kingdom work. And that does not, and a lot of that, I can say from experience, is that, you know, we've been involved with Simple Church now for 3 years, and that our Simple Churches have figured that out. And I think, I like to believe we're growing in being generous, but, you know, that doesn't always mean you're going to get an IRS tax receipt. If that's something that's important to you, then that can pose a challenge sometimes, because if you buy the guy a set of teeth that is in your Simple Church, or a guy that you meet, like, that may be something the Lord leads your all's group to do. You may mm-hmm. not be able to get a tax receipt for that, or if you pay the bills for somebody. And there might be...
If it's worth doing, if you it's don't worth worry doing, about... the tax receipt anyway. Yeah. I mean, if you get one, that's nice. If you don't, it was worth it.
Yeah, and so, and I'm not an expert on all that. I understand that there is, you know, you might be opening up a can of worms. Some people give to things like that, and they do report it on their taxes as giving. I don't know about all that. I wouldn't want to be giving any sort of legal advice about that. But some people I know say that you can still do that. I suppose the IRS could disagree. But, you know, once you kind of start going down that road, it does... You know, once you have someone collecting cash, you know, for example, money, somebody's holding an envelope in their house with money that was given from somebody in the group. And, you know, it just opens up money. It just opens up problems. And mm-hmm. And that's not to say that there wouldn't be instances where you would want to figure that out. You might want to open a checking account. You might want to, you know, even as one little Simple Church, become a 501c3 organization and do all that stuff. But if you can avoid it, I think the advice is to not do it, you know, and to try to encourage to keep things very simplistic and talk about your gifts. If you want to come together as a group, somebody propose it, And usually there's a way that can be worked out within the group. Hey, why don't we all chip in and give to this need? Mm-hmm. If you'd like to help, I'll collect the money, and if you feel comfortable giving that person your money to do it, then you'll do it, you know, and usually you will. I mean, if you're in a simple church with them. So, I don't know. Those are just kind of some things that I've seen happen. It is interesting that I think when people get started out with Simple Church, a lot of times this is one of the first questions I remember we worried about. How is this going to work? What if somebody wants to give money? You know, how are we going to do that? But my experience has been is that it's almost kind of been a non-issue in the sense that God's just worked it out.
Right.
And people have been giving to all kinds of wonderful things, and it's and that's wonderful.
No one has a lack.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I think that's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll be having, send us, please feel free to contact us, Gavin Duerson, GavinDuerson at gmail.com, and Tom, you're at...
RubanitU at gmail.com.
Yeah,
or you can find us on the podcast at Simple... What is it?
Keep
Simple
It Church.
Simple Church.
What is our podcast?
Keepitsimple.com.
Yeah.
Keepitsimple.com.
And we'd love to hear from you. Any comments, questions, any ways we can help you guys. If you're out there wanting to get started, just would love to talk to someone on the phone. Any specific questions, we're here and available to help. That's what we feel we're here for. So
have Keep a great... Keepitsimplepodcast.com.
Keepitsimplepodcast.com. And again, subscribe on iTunes. We're on there as well. So thank you guys for joining us. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a simple church podcast. Or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.